Your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 67 this afternoon under overcast skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 50, highs level off around 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 57.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has offered a brief to the Supreme Court regarding the Sackett versus EPA case that will get argued later this year. Mary Thomas Hart is environmental counsel for NCBA.
NCBA filed an amicus brief in support of the Sackett, arguing for a clear and limited definition of WOTUS. In addition to the brief submitted by NCBA, there was also a brief submitted by other agricultural organizations and some individual farm owners who submitted briefs in support of the Sackett. You know, I think that we are sending a clear message to the Supreme Court that agricultural industry is certainly impacted by the definition of WOTUS and really needs a clear definition and needs this issue to be settled once and for all.
The decision on Sackett versus EPA will give a lot of direction on how much government control may be in the cards for waters of the U.S.
So I think, you know, there are two things that we would love to see in a ruling from the Supreme Court. You know, this case considers how federal courts across the country and administrative agencies should interpret the Rapanos decision from back in the early 2000s. And in that case, we got two competing tests for whether something is a federally jurisdictional water feature.
Well, the two tests were expansive government control versus a limited government approach.
The test from Justice Kennedy is called the significant nexus test, and that's a pretty vague concept and definitely relies on a lot of case-by-case determinations. The other test from the Rapanos case was called the relative permanence test, and that was written by the late Justice Scalia, and that is what it sounds like. If a water flows with relative permanence and has a significant surface connection to downstream waters, then it's federally jurisdictional, and only then is it federally jurisdictional.
It's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Some residents in rural Sedgwick County did not hear sirens going off before an EF3 tornado struck the Wichita area. While most attention after Friday's tornado centered around the heavily populated Wichita suburb of Andover, rural areas also suffered significant damage. Several homes were damaged and two people were injured in a rural neighborhood called Gibson Township. Sedgwick County officials acknowledge many residents in rural areas might not have heard the tornado sirens and are often miles away, and it's not real realistic to expect that all rural areas will be covered by tornado sirens. The Garden City SWAT team was called on Thursday after an 18-year-old man with an outstanding felony warrant was found at a home in Ulysses. The felony warrant was for attempted second-degree murder through the Seward County District Court. Police learned that the suspect was armed and uncooperative. The suspect was taken into custody and a firearm was found at the house while it was searched. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's Used Car Clearout. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's Used Car Clearout, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's Used Car Clearout. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus taxes. These don't all qualify. Limited term financing. Offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating a fatal fire at a home in Gray County. According to the Gray County Sheriff's Office, an adult was found deceased inside the residence. Deputies are working in coordination with the KBI, the State Fire Marshal's Office, and Cimarron Fire and EMS. Authorities did not release any information as of late Thursday. The Newton Police Department is investigating a shooting on the north side of town just after 9 p.m. on Thursday. Officers got the call of an active disturbance near East 12th Street and Magnolia Street. While officers were on the way, several people called 911 to report multiple gunshots in the area. Officers quickly determined that there were no injuries. Police searched two homes but did not find the people involved. They also interviewed witnesses. Investigators say they helped them identify two people who were involved. Officers did recover a handgun and several spent casings, but they have not arrested anyone as of yet. They say they are still investigating. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Richardson County Sheriff's Office suspects a Highway 75 traffic stop intervened in the delivery of methamphetamine. A sheriff's deputy says Daniel Lassiter, 60, of Hudson, Florida, was stopped for speeding. A deputy said he found four baggies, each containing meth, and one inside a stamped envelope for delivery was from Raytown, Missouri, to Lassiter's hometown of Hudson. It contained 2.84 grams of meth. Two pipes were also located in the traffic stop. A lost purse landed a Falls City woman in jail earlier this month. A sheriff's deputy obtained a search warrant for a purse found in Salem and says he found two baggies with meth inside. The deputy then tracked the purse to Amber Cunningham, 34, who said the meth must have been planted sometime after she lost the purse. Cunningham was released on a $250 bond provision. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get your Rusty Eck Ford used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit for special fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired month sale.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Pony Up Marysville Match Day is Friday, May 6th. This year, nearly 60 nonprofit organizations are participating, with matching funds of $83,000 available for a 50% match up to $2,500 each. Although gifts of any amount are welcome, donations between $25 and $2,000 qualify for the matching funds. Donors should write a single check and then may designate any number of funds. In-person contributions will be accepted Friday at the Helvering Center in Marysville from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. And online gifts may be given at ponyupmarysville.com anytime Friday before midnight. Additional details on the event, with specifics as to how you may participate, and a leaderboard with updates will be posted at the website ponyupmarysville.com. This annual event is hosted by the Marysville Community Foundation. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce citywide garage sales are Friday and Saturday, with some continuing Sunday. A list of sales available at each location or at the Blue Rapids Community Building. Saturday beginning at 8, they'll have a benefit bake sale from 11 to 2, a Sloppy Joe lunch. All those donations will benefit July 4th fireworks. Odell Area Community Enrichment is hosting the annual citywide garage sales Saturday 8-1. Maps at the local businesses and garage sale locations. The 46th annual Mother's Day Market is Saturday and Sunday at the Marysville City Park. Over 75 vendors expected, open 9 to 6 Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday, and will include antiques, refurbished furniture, boutique clothing, handcrafted home decor, homemade baked goods, flowers, garden plants, and more. A number of food vendors will also participate. At 11 on Saturday, the String Beans will perform a family-friendly music set hosted by the Marysville Public Library. The annual smoked chicken dinner is planned Sunday, 11 to 2, and will include a baked potato roll and slaw for $15. Proceeds benefit the Kester House Museum and Gardens. This weekend, the annual Mother's Day Art Show at the Marysville Junior High School Gymnasium runs 9 to 3 Saturday and Sunday. Additional information online at visitmarysvilleks.org or their Facebook page, or contact Marysville Chamber on Main Street at 785-562-3101. Corey Anderson with NECAP will be our guest on the KNDY Public Affairs Program this weekend. That office is assisting residents in accessing affordable health insurance options.
Underinsured people and people who do not have access to health care are a major problem. And so our staff are certified as navigators to help see if families could qualify for the tax credits within the marketplace, make sure they've got someone to help navigate. That's a little bit of a complicated process.
Tune for the conversation Saturday morning on KNDY at 7:10. Anderson speaks about who might qualify for assistance.
So for the health insurance and the tax credits, it just really varies because sometimes they may be eligible for hand care or Medicaid, depending on their household, but it's really income-based.
Lillis L. Bill Dollinghouse, age 83, of Seneca, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Baileyville. Rosary, Sunday evening at 7, a flower funeral home in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Bill Dollinghouse.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High in the upper 60s this afternoon. Mainly cloudy. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 48. High is 75 on Saturday. Lots of sunshine. Saturday night, becoming cloudy. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low of 58. On Sunday, lots of clouds, areas of showers, a few storms, high near 81. Sunday night, cloudy, areas of showers and storms, early, low of 62. Lots of sunshine working its way back in on Monday, high of 86. Monday night, clear to partly cloudy, low of 65. Warmer on Tuesday, sunshine continues, high of 92. Tuesday night, mainly clear, low near 67. Sunny to partly cloudy Wednesday. Slight chance of showers and a few thunderstorms, high near 94. Chance of showers and storms Wednesday night, with a low of 67. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Aloha Lockwood.
The average high temperature early May, 72. The average low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:25. Sunrise in the morning at 6:23. We did receive a few hundredths of an inch of get of precipitation on Thursday.
all the gardening excitement may be outdoors this month, but your indoor plants need attention too. A few suggestions are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 6th, the 126th day of the year. Actor George Clooney celebrates his 61st birthday, and Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays was born on this day in 1931. While many of us are busy in the lawn and garden this time of year, it's easy to neglect our indoor plants. Spring is the time to divide houseplants or root new cuttings. Adding fertilizer, water first. You can easily damage or kill a plant by fertilizing dry roots. And here's a vacation tip. If you'll be gone more than 2 weeks, sink your houseplants, pots and all, in a shady area of the garden. Add some mulch to retain moisture and be sure the containers have drainage holes so a heavy rain doesn't drown them. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening tips online at almanac.com.
The Bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Kansas Mid-American Network sports cuts have already begun for the Kansas City Chiefs. According to ESPN's Field Yates, the Chiefs have waived six players. They include wide receiver Gary Dieter, wide receiver Gary Jennings, defensive tackle Lorenzo Neal, tight end Josh Peterson, defensive end Jonathan Woodard, and tight end Nakia Griffin-Stewart. All of these players were signed to future reserve contracts. Aria Pierce is one of the fastest high school track runners in Kansas, and she's not even in high school yet. She's a seventh grader at Sharon Springs. Her 11.79 seconds in the 100-meter dash ranks number one nationally in middle school and Kansas high school competition. Her 200-meter time of 24.69 seconds is number one nationally at the middle school level and number two in Kansas. Pierce plans on competing in AAU track this summer. Eventually, she'd like to run varsity track at her high school in the spring of 2024 when she'll be in the ninth grade. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR term, and vehicle with roof rentals, tax and fees, expires month end.
K-State men's basketball head coach Jerome Tang announced on Thursday the addition of NJCAA honorable mention All-American Naquan Tomlin, who signed a financial aid agreement with the program for the 2022-23 season. A 6'8", 195-pound small forward arrives at K-State after playing two seasons at NJCAA Power Chipola College in Marianna, Florida. Tomlin, who will have two seasons of eligibility remaining, was rated as the number 7 prospect on the 2022 JUCO Recruiting.com Top 100. KU shortstop Maui Ahuna is batting 405 and getting on base at a rate of 485. Kansas head baseball coach Rich Price noticed Ahuna early in his career. Price said, quote, "I saw him as a sophomore and he had tremendous skill set. He had everything coaches are looking for," end quote. Ahuna hit 314 as a freshman and broke out stronger as a sophomore. His average after week 10 ranks him second in the Big 12 and top 20 in the nation. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Reduce heating and cooling costs, soften harsh structural features, or mask unsightly views while adding beauty to the landscape with flowering vines. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Select a vine suited to the growing conditions and your landscape design. Then provide a sturdy support that the vine is able to climb. Clinging vines, like climbing hydrangeas, need rough surfaces for their root-like holdfast to attach to and climb. They can damage wooden structures and make repair and routine maintenance of wood and siding difficult. Twining vines, like clematis and honeysuckle, need some sort of structure for the twining stems or petioles to attach to and climb. You may need to initially secure the vine to the support. Proper pruning from a young age and as needed throughout the vine's lifetime can encourage leafy stems from tip to ground and increase flowering. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Sometimes movies do more than just bring in dollars at the box office. They occasionally have an impact on the place where they were filmed. In a sense, this movie set stretched nearly 2,500 miles. And today, the backdrop of that animated movie is still bringing people from around the world to places some thought were dead. We'll go to one such town on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
This is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Holbrook, Arizona was one of the towns connected by Route 66. It was a highway that brought millions of travelers through town.
There were many travel lodges, many restaurants to accommodate the tourists in Holbrook because most of them come to visit the Petrified Forest. So when it got bypassed, it really harmed Holbrook. Holbrook went through quite an economic slump.
Just as quick as Route 66 brought the town to life, Interstate 40 bypassed the town and began to shut businesses down. Interestingly, it was a movie that may have given the old route through town its resurgence today.
We had the resurgence due to the movie Cars, because we not only have Route 66, but we also have one of the three remaining wigwam hotels. And that brings in a lot of people to travel the old Route 66 to see the wigwams, which in the movie Cars is the Cozy Cones.
One of the restaurants still catering to the passing tourists is Joe and Aggie's Cafe. Stephen Gallegos says the movie Cars made a difference in his business.
There's, I believe, 7 or 8 Route 66 associations in Europe and one in Japan, and they love Route 66. So our tours of the summer are just crazy. We had one yesterday from Austria that were 65 individuals that had motorcycles and cars coming through.
But perhaps the real difference makers are some travelers who are very far from home. It's a place enjoyed by all ages from all countries around the globe, traveling the Mother Road. Traveling the countryside in Holbrook, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Imagine a garden that takes care of the fertility all by itself. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. A method called forest gardening will do just that, even if you don't have a forest, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster, that makes your spacing and depth more accurate, and that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Woodland and notice the diversity of plants. Trees, shrubs, and other perennials grow together like a solid family unit. You can have that same kind of synergy in an edible garden. Dave Jackie has written books about the ecology and design of home-scale food forests. He says the idea is still in its infancy, but a paradigm for agriculture that focuses on multi-purpose plants in small-scale settings. Basically, it's gardening like the forest, not necessarily in the forest, so anyone with a patch of land can do this.
We're using trees, we're using shrubs, we're using perennial herbs. You can also use annual vegetables. In most ecosystems, annual vegetables are a small proportion of the area, but we're really trying to push toward a perennial ecosystem. We call them perennial polycultures of multipurpose plants.
Planning a forest garden takes into account the architecture, how species relate to each other, the process of self-renewing fertility, and the process of succession. However, the design of the garden is totally up to you and your goals.
Mostly, we're going for widely spaced fruit trees with shrubs in between, pathways kind of meandering through. The forest gardens that I've seen that people are designing are not in linear rows or squares. They're more free-form, more naturalistic environments with trees and shrubs mixed together with herbaceous perennials thrown around underneath. So they're fairly rich environments with high species diversity.
Jackie says planting too closely together is the most frequent mistake that forest gardeners make. The hardest part is allowing yourself to do less by letting the system take care of itself, as well as knowing when to intervene and how. Learn more about forest gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In that happy home, all the am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Show mom she's the best one out there. For Mother's Day, go to the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids and pick up her favorite coffee and sandwich from the deli, a beautiful bouquet of flowers, or if you can't decide, get her a gift card so she can liven up her flower beds this Mother's Day at the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids.
Who better to talk about farm safety than a farmer who was injured and lived to tell about it? Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The Southwest Center for Agricultural Health, Injury Prevention, and Education has posted 8 video testimonials from farmers hurt in on-farm incidents. One of them, John Paul Deneen III from Waxahachie, Texas, was working under his planter in 2016 when something happened to the jack beneath it. Deneen was pinned under the planter, but he somehow managed to get free.
It's kind of a scary thing of all the what could haves, you know, could have knocked me out, hit me on the back of the head, could have given me brain damage, could have broke bones either in my neck or my back, could have broken ribs, could have collapsed a lung. I mean, you know, there's just untold could haves.
The incident changed the way Deneen worked after that.
Certainly there was a little apprehension whenever I had to work under stuff, you know, again. I try to look at it or pause a little bit more. When I find myself getting antsy or in a hurry, try and, you know, take a deep breath and slow back down because it's not worth that shortcut.
For a link to these videos, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel has a special buffet on Mother's Day. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Make a weekend of it by staying in our hotel and enjoying all that Southeast Nebraska has to offer. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Ag News from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the National Pork Board's strategy of diversifying their international marketing portfolio shows that South America is a lucrative opportunity with a consumer base that prefers pork. Courtney Knupp is the Vice President of the International Market Development, and she says trading relations help develop export opportunities on behalf of the producers.
Specifically Colombia, Peru, and working to develop Chile. I would say the South American market is very much a developing market, although we have very strong sales, increasing values, that consumption for pork can only continue to increase.
She says the marketing efforts come together with strategic partners like the National Pork Producers Council and the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The USMEF is funded in part by the Chekhov dollars that help promote pork abroad.
They are doing a number of things in market to promote our products along with other red meats like beef and lamb where appropriate. They do things such as educational seminars, in retail promotions. They have an extensive network both with USDA and with the industry and country to position our products.
Finally, she says the strategy is set to continue to focus on strengths for the upcoming 2023 year with partners in South America.
And there was unanimous consensus among the producers, the packers, and in-country staff that there's a lot of opportunity to focus on our strengths, and that is our relationships with Central and South America. So we will look to enhance our focus there and continue to develop market size and market share for U.S. pork.
Asia and the Chinese market has been one of the hot areas for pork over the last year or so as we continued with phase one of the trade deal with U.S. and China. For more information on some of the trade deals and some of the opportunities with pork, you can visit online at porkcheckoff.org and learn more about the U.S. pork international market development strategy. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh no, electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for. Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a bright...
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. News today is the Federal Reserve has increased their rate by a half percentage point. This is the biggest rate increase in some 20 years. The market seemed to react kind of neutral. It didn't at least have a fall off, at least right after the announcement was made. The National Pork Board has organized a foreign animal disease exercise to practice and troubleshoot simulated responses to a mock disaster outbreak. 40 folks from academia, production, and USDA, as well as the veterinarian community, and the Iowa pork producers teamed up during an all-day event. The staff took place at the Swine Medication Education Center at Iowa State, and the more we prepare, they say, the quicker can respond to an actual participant. Participants practiced every procedure in the coordination response plan based on location and the outbreak status to identify, understand, and address any gaps there is in knowledge. In case you missed it, the EPA delivered the final rule setting for the 21 and 22 Renewable Fuel Standard Renewable Volume Obligation to the White House Office of Management and Budget. The rule was delivered at the end of the month, also revises the existing RVO for 2020. The OMB review is in the final steps before the rulemaking is published. And Brazilian exports to the 22 countries of the League of Arab Nations rose in the first quarter amid a spike in ag commodities and a drive to stock up on food. Brazil's total exports hit $3.86 billion during the period. That's 33% higher than the same time a year ago. Iron ore typically amounts for most of Brazil's sales, but of that, Brazil's chicken meat sales rose over 10%. Year over year. And wheat exports rose over 438%. That is a ag business update, reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Knowing when to make the first cutting of alfalfa requires a couple of things. Understand the stages of plant growth and your forage goals on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Cutting of alfalfa is both an art and a science. The calendar isn't a reliable method because weather conditions can vary so much from year to year. Harvesting alfalfa should depend on your objectives and the relative feed value you need from it. Bruce Anderson is an extension forage specialist at the University of Nebraska. He says one way of knowing when to cut is understanding the stages of growth. As alfalfa gets taller, the forage quality changes.
We've seen that typically during that first growth in the year, the acid detergent fiber, the neutral detergent fiber, the digestibility of that neutral detergent fiber, they all change by nearly half a point per day during the springtime. The relative feed value, the RFQ, will often change 3 or 4 points per day as that alfalfa plant gets more mature.
Using a PQ stick or the scissors clip method and lab analysis can fine-tune when the alfalfa quality is where you want it to be. Anderson recommends repeating this every 2 to 3 days.
As we do that, we can see how fast the quality of our alfalfa is changing on a daily basis and use that rate of change to predict when the alfalfa will be at our desired level in the future. That way we can be ready for that harvest.
Good timing is critical because relative forage quality can drop 10 to 15 points between cutting and baling time. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cutting alfalfa to meet your forage goals at agriculture.com.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Going through a Friday today, market's going to get close to wrapping up here in just a little bit as corn continues to move further into the red right now. We see a little bit of a slowdown in the wheat market as well. Soybeans are
moving further negative as we get to the close. We'll see how we close up here in just a little bit. In the corn market, May corn sitting down 15¾ cents, 788 even a bushel. July corn's also down 15½ cents now at 782. In the wheat market, May KC wheat is still hanging in there in the positive as they're close to getting off the board with May up by 15¼ cents at 1181 even a bushel. The July is down 2½ cents at 1174 and a half. And the bean market, mostly lower numbers here as May soybeans are down 19 cents at 1659 and a half. July in the red by 21½ cents at 1625 even. On the meal side, kind of mixed here, was May up slightly a half a buck at 427.40. July meals down by 3½ at 416.40. Same with the oil here. May, as they're closer to getting off the board, they're up 31 cents at 86.81. July soybean oil is down a buck 31 at 80.54. Cotton market still mostly lower here. They've taken some hits throughout the day. May is off the board right now at 152 and 2 pennies. July's down $4.02 at 144.74. In the oats market, the July is down by 6½ cents at 653 even. May is off the board right now at 689 and a half. Quick in the livestock market, mostly lower here. Kind of consistent. June live cattle's down 97 cents at 132.80. The feeder cattle, May's down 45 cents at 159.87, with the August in the green by 40 cents by 174.77. And the lean hogs are down by a buck 10 at 101.70. U.S. dollar index a little bit lower for the day today, as the June index is sitting down a quarter at 103.55. And 30-year bonds for June down slightly at 136.20.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear-out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear-out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit dispatches. These not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sale.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY. Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.